acting prime minister, you would have had probably a better assessment now. So reflect on Brett and how were we impacted? How was the country impacted?
Okay, well, first of all, Stetson, we are still in the process of doing the damage assessment following the storm. As you can appreciate, a lot has gone into the preparations for the system. It was not as, terrible or devastating as perhaps we may have initially expected. Although all of the current trends show that it was going to go to the north of the island, but we were going to be affected by a lot of the rains and the winds, the heavy gust of winds that were potentially storm force winds. I think at this point, we have been able to get the buses back on the road. As you're aware, we would have made a decision to be able to get about 600 students who are doing the CAPE exams, get them back to school today so that they could do the exams this morning. That seems to have gone well. We facilitated them also being able to go to the various centers that were closest to them, which was an accommodation that CXC had made. We have also been able to lift the small craft advisory. The airports have reopened. We do have a few downed utility poles and lines, and those are, I think, in like the Cyan Hill area, Lighters. We have electricity off in a couple of areas still, and I know Light and Power is actually working to get those back up and running. We obviously also would have opened back up the seaport as well. So those are all back in business. And where we've had a number of the persons who have reached out and indicated that either the roofs had blown off or there was damage to the property as a result of a tree that may have fallen on the property, we have basically sent out the assessors. Disaster Emergency has been sending out their assessors as well as the Barbados Statistical Department to be able to give us a better picture of what are the needs of those persons who have been affected by the system. Overall, I would say that this system gave us a good dry run, as Bajans would say, to be able to identify our strengths, but also our weaknesses in our national preparedness plans, as well as I think it gave Barbadians as well at the individual level and as well within the households an opportunity to, I guess, reflect on whether they had done enough, had they listened to enough of the excerpts about what was happening, do they have a better understanding of the systems, what's the difference between a watch and a warning, and also I think that it probably gave them a better understanding of what are some of the things that go into government's decision making as it relates to closing the island or even shutting down certain services. So I consider this a dry run to get us now to kind of reevaluate and assess what we have to improve on. And I really will hope that Bajans will reflect on what has happened. We have been spared. I have seen a couple of photos and videos of what's been happening in some of the other islands. We have been fortunate, but it doesn't mean that we should sit on our laurels. We also now need to put things in place to make sure that, we get our house in order. This is the beginning of the season. There are going to be many more systems. There are two more systems following behind this. And I know that the Met Office will give some updates on those very shortly. We will focus on this particular one at this point in time. But there are going to obviously be other systems. And therefore, we have to treat to this as though this has been our kind of warm up to be able to look and really make some decisions as we go forward, how to improve on our systems. I could not have, gotten through the last 48 hours or grueling. I haven't slept as yet. I know Minister Abrams got a little sleep last night, but I think we're both in the same position. We were tired. And so are all of the persons, all of the team members who were there from the various agencies who came together to be able to assist with the effort. We had a good team. I think everybody is committed to what they had to do. They didn't leave the building until we left, and they're still there, and they're feeding back in information to us. So I think overall, I am pleased with the way that we would have handled it, really, with the entire team, and in particular Minister Abrams, who obviously is the Minister of Home Affairs and the Acting AG. Under his leadership as well in the Ministry of Home Affairs, the PS, we were really able to pull everything together in short order. And I can tell you it was not easy because we had, there were a lot of variables. There were a lot of things that we thought were going to happen and then they didn't happen, or that they accelerated rather quickly. And all in all, we had to make very quick decisions. But as I said, it could not have been done without the entire team effort. Mr. Best from Sabu Best from the Met Office as well, and his team also, I think, were really helpful. They broke down a lot of the very technical language and gave us an opportunity to, I think, both from private sector labor and the ministries, to be able to better understand what we are dealing with and to realize that climate change is very real. And even though you may have a good forecast today, that can change very easily because of the warm weather, the waters being very warm, or other conditions that the system may encounter while it is approaching the island. And so overall, I think we've managed through this, but I would want to hope that Barbadians really pay attention to, what is on the horizon and really try to put certain plans in place for the next few weeks as well.
You noted there was, or there has been, an opportunity to perhaps examine or to see where there might be some weaknesses. What are the key lessons learned from this particular experience, do you think?
I think we have had to test our systems. A lot of times we have things on paper. We have a lot of procedures, a lot of policies on paper. But it is only when we get the warning that a system is coming that we actually see how those things work. We figure out whether the satellite phones are working. We figure out whether persons know how to use them. We figure out whether it, because oftentimes in government departments, there's a change in officers, and we may not have realized as we're approaching the hurricane season that those new persons have not been familiarized with the processes and the procedures for the hurricane season. So I think this really gave us an opportunity to take stock of where we are, what we have to do. Certainly from my ministry's perspective, we didn't see the level of flooding that we would have anticipated. I know we did a lot of preliminary work to try to avert that on this occasion. And the lesson for us is that we need to continue to do a lot of the preventative work that is necessary. We also have to continue to find the solutions in relation to drainage to be able to prevent the level of flooding that we've seen, obviously, in the past. But I think, we can perfect our systems in terms of the turnaround time to get persons back onto the roads and back to work. And that is something that I think all of us are reflecting on from the private sector's end, from the ministries. We're all reflecting as to how we can improve those types of systems to get Barbados back up and running.
And I know one of the areas or issues people had raised were was the timelines in relation to communication, things like closure of schools, that type of thing. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's always easier to criticize when you may not have all of the facts. There are a lot of moving parts. I was speaking to the head of the private sector this morning. We were discussing the fact that he also had an opportunity to Mr. Clark, sorry, to see firsthand. By being at the meetings, the number of dynamics that play out, we have to consider the students. We have to consider our shelters, which are also the institutions where our children are learning. So we have to consider the transportation issues. We have to look at the issues related to the airport and air transportation, travel coming into and out of the island. There are a number of factors that have to weigh in on the decision making as to whether we close the island or whether we reduce some of the pressure that may be put on us if we have to make a decision, within a few hours of the system approaching. On this particular occasion, I think if for persons who have actually been following the system, they would have realized that there were some changes in terms of the shifting of the system. And we were always expecting that it would have passed to the north of the island. There was a shift in the direction and it came a little bit closer to Barbados. Again, that's nothing that we could have predicted. What we did, however, as a government, is that we made sure, after consultation with the Met Office and the stakeholders, that we took the necessary precautions to avert a disaster. And I say that in with all sincerity because we could have, taken a position that we would not issue the storm warning and find ourselves in a position where Barbadians were then scrambling last minute to get home or to get, their businesses closed. So it is not always as straightforward, I think, as people may think. And I give you the assurance that a lot of thought goes into making that decision. When we said we would close the schools early, it was because we also wanted to take the pressure off of the transport board from early. But we also know that that has an implication for parents picking up schools, picking up their children from schools. It has an implication for the teachers in the system who have to pick up their children as well. It's not an easy decision, but we then also within maybe about an hour of making that decision, then realized that there had been an uptake in the gust of winds within the system, which again would potentially impact the safety of our people. So again, we had to go back to the drawing board and make another decision to obviously close the businesses and get the buses off of the road rather. And of course, while that was all happening, there was a dynamic that was playing out with the airlines because there were certain decisions that were being made in relation to the cancellation of flights because of the increase in the gust of winds. So I think that's the single point is that it is not a straightforward decision that we make when we decide to close the country, or we decide that we're going to close schools, or we're going to look at closing, bringing public transportation to an end. We have to consider whether the bus drivers are going to be able to get home in time prior to the significant weather event as well. So there are a lot of things that go into it, and I think Barbadians, if they pay attention to the reports, pay attention to the information that we've shared in relation to how we arrive at these decisions, they will actually realize that it's not a an ad hoc piece of decision making that is made by us at any point in time.
That's the Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw giving us an update on the impact and the lessons learned from the passing of Tropical Storm Red. Acting Prime Minister, thank you very much.